We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Australian brand Coon Cheese will relaunch as Cheer from July. There's been years of pressure on the company over racist connotations. However, it was originally named 85 years ago after American cheesemaker Edward William Coon. The decision by Saputo, the dairy company that owns the cheese, to search for a new name was made in July last year. Nestle also announced new names for Redskins and Chico's lollies last year, now called Red Ripper and Cheekies, in the midst of Black Lives Matter protests, which spread around the world. And if you want to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Police claim the man who left two children dead when his car crashed into five people in the state's central west was intentionally driving dangerously and has a history of disregarding road rules. Jacob Stephen Don was allegedly unlicensed when he got behind the wheel of a Holden Commodore on January 5 and crashed into a mother, her two sons and two other people before fleeing the scene in Wellington. He's been charged with 14 offences, including dangerous driving causing death, failing to stop at the scene of a crash and negligent driving causing death. He's entered no pleas and lodged his first formal application for bail in Dubbo local court yesterday. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A prison officer taken hostage and tortured by a convicted terrorist last month was allegedly stabbed 40 times and had chemicals poured over his body. Details of the five-hour ordeal inside the Mid-North Coast Correctional Centre at Kempsey can now be revealed by the Daily Telegraph, including that a second inmate was somehow able to gain access to the room and allegedly join in the attack. The 20-year-old terrorist is serving 35 years for the Islamic State-inspired murder of a Queen Bee in service station attendant in 2017, and the Public Service Association says it's the second hostage situation at the jail within a year. And to cricket, Steve Smith shocked and shattered by accusations that he broke the laws and the spirit of the game in the final hours of the drawn Sydney test. Social media went into a frenzy over stump cam footage, which showed Smith standing at the crease during a drinks break, mimicking how Indian batsman Rishabh Pant might play before marking centre with his foot. Several Australian team sources say the former Australian captain was distraught over the backlash. Smith has spoken out since to explain that his actions were all about visualisation and habit. And that's your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.